Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
RS.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, the Dow futures up about 126. Apparently no panic, the panic of the 2 days this week because of Brexit. Looks to be behind us, world markets rebounding. And like everybody else, I didn't like seeing this happen because you take a look at your stock portfolio and you see it down so much, but... If you're in the stock market, this is what you have to live with. And I'm not an economist, but I didn't feel that there was any real change in the financial infrastructure that would have caused this. So hopefully we can level out. And if we open up 17,300, 400, somewhere around there, it's pretty darn good. Considering the high, I think, of the market was 18,300. It's, you know, pretty reasonable considering. And we've got that time period here that pretty much doesn't reflect any great gains in the market, except that gold is going up and companies in exploration are suddenly coming a little bit alive after a deep sleep for the past few years. All right, two big stories. Before I get into these stories of the day, let me say that someone for whom I have great admiration for, I've never met him, never spoken with him, but we will on Tuesday morning, Eric Bowling, of the Five, also fills in for Bill O'Reilly. He hosts Cashin' In. That was a quest for oxygen, not boredom, I can tell you that. He will be joining us here first thing on Tuesday morning, and I'll say it in advance. I'll say it right now to you in advance. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and I don't know. I don't have any huge plans other than... you know, having a little company here, maybe going down the Cape one day. My wife and I getting together with my old broadcast partner and my dear friend, former Red Sox great Rico Petrocelli. He emailed me last night. He said, how about dinner? And other than that, everything is pretty much on track. Okay, actually, I was about to say the two big stories yesterday, so let me get into the three big stories. This is what I like about doing radio and not being under the thumb of anybody. I guess you can call it an asset or a liability, but I'd call it style. You know, like boxing, styles make fight. As I was talking and I said there are two big stories, how can I eliminate the really big story about what happened in Istanbul at the airport? I mean, that kind of sends shivers up my spine. My daughter has been at the Istanbul airport, not now, but she's on a stopover from in South Africa to the back here. She's been in Istanbul, look at this can happen anywhere. And I think a result of the concern is what's going on around Ramadan. We're going to start to see these soft targets hit all around the world. We already have, but you know, it's just the JV team, even though it's virtually ISIS, just the JV team. And then that nitwit John Kerry gets out there, and every time he says Daesh, Why does he refer to them as Daesh? And Obama refers to them as ISIL, everybody else ISIS. I mean, this is picky, but it drives me nuts. So that's story number one. I guess story number one is the stock market and a rebound in Brexit, since it's still an issue. Story number two is the horrific event of the suicide bombers at the airport. And by the way, before I get to topics two and three, let me say that I wholeheartedly agree with Trump. You can hate me if you want. When you're fighting barbarians, it's like being in politics. You know, most people, I believe in treating everyone well who treats me well. And I believe in initiating a contact with anyone and treating them well. I mean, I'm not a bad guy, but this baloney about using waterboarding or other forms of torture, I would use any form of torture in order to save one American life. It's just the way I feel, and it works. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, amongst others, and that was a big one. So I'm for Trump on that, and I think he may be garnering support with what's happening out there, and I think these attacks that we're seeing, the latest one at the airport in Istanbul, it's bad news for Hillary and the administration, especially the administration, but in a sense, it's too late to do anything against with Barack Obama. You know, the old JV team strikes again. No. Do you imagine if George Bush said that? Remember when he declared victory on that ship, and nobody's ever let him forget it since. I could have a compilation of 2 days of shows here on the dumb, idiotic, wrong things that Obama said. It would never even hit the news. So why? You know, at this point, why fight it? But we're looking at. We're looking at this barbaric behavior where, you know, you're fighting an enemy, first of all, who will kill anybody anywhere if they don't commit to Sharia law or convert. And if you convert, you'll be the equivalent to a slave. You can't use conventional means to fight these people. I'm not suggesting we behead them. But I am suggesting we should use whatever force we can to exterminate them. And we're not doing it. And there's got to be a worldwide coalition, because Obama's not going to. You know, everything about Obama is politically motivated, which leads me to Benghazi. You know, Benghazi was politically motivated. There he was running against Romney for the 2012 election, and he didn't want to lose the election. I mean, it was close enough the way it was, and any half-decent candidate would have beaten Obama, except the guy we had in office, and it's a contradiction. I'll say it again. Awful, awful candidate, and I'm disgusted with Mitt Romney right now for his stance against Trump, but I think he would have made a fine president. Not a great one, but a fine one. The jury is out on Donald Trump. I had a friend of my wife's who visited yesterday. She's pretty much along in years, but she's spry and she's perky, and she speaks her piece. And she said, I couldn't believe the words that come out of her mouth to describe Donald Trump, but it pretty much sums it up. He is a blankety blank, but I'm voting for him. And she thought that I'd be retaliating. I said, no, I mean, that makes perfect sense. I'm not going to. I always enjoy engaging in these discussions with her. And that's pretty much how a lot of people feel. And I, even though I was diplomatically cordial yesterday in my conversation with Katrina Pearson, Donald Trump's number one spokesperson, I wanted to get that message across. And you know, one of the difficulties of doing this is that I'm not a journalist. Well, it's not a difficulty, but I'm not a journalist, and I do have a position. And if I happen to agree with just about everything somebody, you know, I will say it, because I'm not out to extract the news. And if I do, I'll make that very clear. Generally do that with the economy. So the issue of Benghazi and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and this whole thing. And I mean, she is, I just can't believe it. I hope Elizabeth Warren is her vice presidential selection. Those two together, I mean, I, how can I even put it? I can't even find the, you know, and I should find the words. I do talk radio. I can't find the words to describe what I feel. And I guess if I could find the words, I wouldn't say it on air. You got one pathological liar and one goofball fake Indian. And when I hear those crowds cheering, even though they're plants, I can scream. Hillary, oh, she had all those hours in the Benghazi hearings. I open it and I close it because the segment is coming to an end by saying that Trey Gowdy and his Republican cohorts, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't shut the door on this case, or do I know why? I don't know the answer. I mean, all the facts are there. She's as guilty as sin, and so is Obama, and it's kind of come out. You know, but it's just, you know what they keep saying? Well, let's move on. Can you imagine a Republican saying, let's move on from even a semi-scandal? It's disgraceful. Well, Benghazi is not a dead issue. The final report came out on the terrorist attack in September 2012. And the disgusting, rotten, awful media are just minimizing it again. So Hillary's got this whole protective group of politicians, the State Department, the media, just completely surrounding her. So she doesn't have to tell the truth about anything. Apparently, half the people, just for purposes of simplicity, apparently half the people in this country don't care about honesty. Now, if you want to compare Trump to Hillary, come on, will you? Yeah, you know what I've said about Trump. I think he wants to make this country great again. There you go. I didn't make that up. All right. More on Benghazi and the trade deal when we come back.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Bill Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who's one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, man, I really do get choked up when I hear that. Not only is it a beautiful song by Louis Armstrong and one of the classics, that was the song that my daughter and I chose to dance to at her wedding a month ago, and I just had my eyes closed listening to that. I almost didn't come back from this break, and which leads me to tell people out there looking for a wedding site. And I looked at I'm like a maniac when I research something. And I looked at place after place, and there were a lot of great places. Oh, it depends what your style is. My daughter wanted a fabulous rustic winery overlooking all those vines with trees and in the whole setting. You know, that's what it is today, wineries. So we held it at Flag Hill. It's in Lee, New Hampshire. And I just want to tell anybody out there, just do me one favor. Or do yourself a favor. It's not going to do a favor for me. Go to flaghill.com. Call up and ask for either Krista or Brian and tell them that Stu Taylor suggested you do it. And I'm not telling you to have a wedding there. I am just telling you to talk with them. They're wonderful people. The wedding was like it was the perfection. I lucked out twice with both of my daughters. And the first one was in Maine, and that was 5 years ago. So now I got two beautiful grandchildren. All right, I get a little sentimental there, and yeah, I have feeling in spite of wanting to go beyond waterboarding. I do have feelings. I do. They're rather intense. So Benghazi, you see, there are two reasons that Hillary is so confident. One of them is she's a sociopath. I mean, she's a flat out a sociopath. I took enough psychology to know what she is. And so is her. And so is her other half. And the other reason is she knows she's going to get cover from the State Department, the Justice Department. Look what happened with the IRS. Obama's going to make sure she's protected. Loretta Lynch isn't going to do anything. When you get that kind of support out there, I was going to say short of murder, but I'm not even going to say short of murder. You can get away with it. You can just flat out get away with it. Because the hatred for Trump is so intense. You know why? He's going to shake up the order. Like him or not, and I don't know what kind of a job he's going to do. He's going to shake things up, and nobody's had the you-know-what to take on the establishment by Donald Trump. That's number one. He's got the convictions. I can call it lunacy. Call it whatever you want. I can't ever remember a politician who has stood up like he has against the establishment. And I hate the establishment, and so do most of those people out there. So for those who say I'm a diehard Republican, I'm going to include all of the Bushes. Going to include Clinton, of course. I'm going to include Dole. I'm going to include, well, I have to now include Romney. He sold out. It was more than just bad campaigning. He sold out. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and then you get into the great pundits, Bill Kristol, George Will, even Charles Krauthammer. I mean, it leaves very few options. And Trump is saying he's going to stand up to them. He's going to make this. I believe he really wants to make this country better. But what's wrong with him wanting all the glory and the ego? Because we know that he loves that. You can't deny it. No sane person would. Who says you can't have that and still make this country great? Because he loves this country. And he's been a winner his whole life. Don't tell me about bankruptcies and this stuff. It's part of business. You know, people say it cost all these people their jobs and the money. This is what companies do. You remember? General Motors and the bankruptcy, and it was finally facilitated. And you won't hear about that because you'll hear about Barack Obama and how we want to save jobs, the middle class, and Hillary. Yeah, but behind the scenes, if you don't file for Chapter 11, unfortunately, sometimes Chapter 7, you're gonna kill a lot more people. So it's twisted. It's really twisted. Trump and I guess I've gone off on Trump and kind of gotten away from Benghazi, but Trump is negating these trade deals with NAFTA that's killing us. And you know what? They're killing us. Hillary's first supported as Bill Clinton did. Now she decided she didn't because the pressure from Bernie Sanders, and you can have somebody diametrically opposed, 180 degrees on the other side of the continuum, who agrees with you on certain things. It's like the Chad Bird Society. Go around the political spectrum and you begin to meet. Trump is an isolationist in a way. He doesn't, you know, Hillary says, oh, he's against globalism. He says he wants to take us back. Well, that means no technology. I mean, who can believe the crap that she's spewing? You got to be brainless. Oh, Trump has never intimated that. He's saying if we're going to have globalism, I'm just paraphrasing, then it's going to have to work. Can't be one-sided. And that includes Russia. It includes China. It doesn't include Iran and it doesn't include Cuba, I can tell you that. It includes Japan, Mexico. We are getting screwed. And Trump doesn't want that to happen, so he's going to negotiate. And then he gets attacked for wanting to set up some kind of relationship with Vladimir Putin, who is the most, maybe the most dangerous person in the world, but you don't see it. But certainly who holds the most power, and it's been Putin who has just mercilessly destroyed Obama. I mean, he's just humiliated him. So what's wrong with Trump wanting to align himself with Putin? If we can find common ground, if we can't, he won't do it. So Trump is an isolationist. He's a protectionist. He's a nationalist. He's a populist. You know, it's a populism is a great theme for the people. Bernie Sanders is a populist. Don't pass bills that hurt us. And I believe as a negotiator, go to StuTaylor.com, click on my interview on MSNBC with J.J. Ramberg, Your Business, and listen to me talk about negotiation. It's a five-minute interview on MSNBC. Just listen to that. I believe in making things work between two parties. You don't go into a negotiation to destroy the other person. That's not a negotiation. That's a war. Trump isn't talking war. He's negotiated his whole life. He's negotiated, I think it's 3,500 lawsuits. You try running a multi-billion dollar business and tell me that you can stay away from lawsuits, and I'll tell you, you're absolutely wrong. Even me, a small guy like me in business, and I was involved in one. I was trying to think I wasn't involved in any other. I mean, you know, tiny little things to small claims court. But, I mean, I was in business over two decades, so what can I tell you? All right, we're going to change topics, and then we'll get back on all this good stuff when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
All right, we're back, and another great song. I'm getting a lot of emails that you're sharing my passion for these intro music cuts, and I love it. It just motivates me. Anyway, our first guest of the morning is Brandi Kahler. It's spelled K-A-H-L-A. She and Matt Kahler are authors of, I have to say, an unusual book, Almost a Reaper. It's available in paperback and ebook. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And Brandi, welcome. It's so nice to have you on.
Thank you, sir.
Stu.
I'm sorry.
We're good. No, you're polite. It's, you know, we've been laughing about it. She's so Brandi is so polite. I have to say, call me Stu. I don't want to be called sir. Anyway, she's got a new book out, and I said the book is unusual, but you've got kind of an unusual passion or obsession or preoccupation with the particular subject that you wrote about in the book. Tell us a little about that and what led you to write the book.
Well, I've always been fascinated with the other side and what could happen or might happen. It's about some of it's nonfiction, some of it's true, I mean, with experiences that I've kind of experienced, and I think it's funny. Some parts you'll start crying, and then other parts it's just like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, there's always that thought. You know, you talk in this book about what happens when spirits are brought to you to a way station. Those are your words, where they wait for the light of the darkness. Talk about that, but I'm intrigued by your personal experiences that you had that led you to write this book.
Yes, Steve. I don't claim to be psychic. I've had experiences with you know, the other side. And not scary ones. You know, you always see like stuff being moved, and you know you put it there, but it's gone. You know, and sometimes it's just because you're in a hurry, but you never know. You know.
I want to know what happens when you tell people that you've had experiences with the other side. Most of them say, oh, listen, you're delusional. You were dreaming. It's not real. It can't be true. What do you say to them?
Well, most of them are like, really? And, you know, the way I look at it is you can believe me or not. I know what I see. And there's lots of people that have those experiences. They just don't talk about it.
So whom would you say this book is for, Brandi? Is it for any particular audience?
I would say the young, maybe the older, but mainly the young. Not so much for kids, because you don't want to
dump that on them. I know you you enjoy being around a place that I even look the other way when I go by, and that's cemeteries.
I find that very peaceful.
The only cemetery I've been fascinated with is from Night of the Living Dead. You remember that movie?
Yes.
All right. But you've got this fascination with cemeteries and headstones, haven't you?
Yes. Well, the cemetery, there's no danger there. I mean, people go there and they see sadness and they think about the hurtful moment of their mothers passing away. But actually, to me, it's peaceful. They're resting nothing can happen anymore. They finally got what they want. You know, they can rest and relax and go to the other side and not live in a world with chaos.
What was more difficult, developing the characters in the book or writing the storyline?
My daughter is very, we call her the old soul. She's very missive, and so we kind of took fear from her. And then Cody is like a probation reefer, and he gets all the jobs no one wants, you know, before they get to the reefer.
You know, it almost sounds a little like Stephen King's involved in these stories as well. But the book is...
I do enjoy Stephen King's books. I do enjoy them.
Well, and a lot of people do, obviously. So the book is Almost a Reaper, and it's written by Brandy Collar and Matt Collar, available through Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com. Thanks for bringing the story to the airways, Brandy, and good luck.
Well, thank you. I hope people enjoy it.
All right, I'm sure they will. All right, we're going to continue here, and I want to get back to where I was, and pardon that little bit of raspiness. I have to take a sip of water, which is always better to do during a break than it is when you're doing a show. But, you know, you kind of get used to all of these situations developing. Back to Donald Trump, back to trade, back to Benghazi, back to this this race between the two candidates who have incredibly low approval ratings, incredibly low trust ratings. And while you're looking at this, you know what's amazing to me? Obama's positive ratings now, is approval ratings, is in some polls up over 50%. I don't want to insult any listeners here. If you're going flat out crazy, if you believe that. See, I think Obama has effectively gone from one scandal to another. I've said this and I say it again, and same with Hillary. You go from one scandal to another, you can't focus on a scandal. If nothing happened but Fast and Furious, if nothing happened but the IRS, if nothing, you could go on and on, then you'd say, well, let's key in on this. The only one that's had some staying power is Benghazi. And justifiably so. I don't care whether Benghazi or the emails that she sent end up putting her where she belongs, behind bars. She belongs behind bars. It's just not going to happen. She's got too big a protection ring around her. But I say to you, the voter out there, how can you elect a compulsive liar and someone who hasn't accomplished anything? You know, you might say she's an accomplished liar. I have to say I'm pretty good at spotting liars. And I can spot them pretty much from the beginning. But we're not here to have you get some therapeutic or psychoanalytic advice from me. If we do a show on that, I'll be happy to participate. But the State Department failed. There was a failure by the military. I'm back to Benghazi here. There were planes ready to depart, and the members of our crew that we were sending over there changed their uniforms three or four times, I understand, from civilian to military. Guess why, ladies and gentlemen? I just want you to guess why. And here's the answer. We didn't want to offend the people in Libya. We're spending every damn day afraid of whom we are, whom we're going to offend. We did that in Iraq, where we couldn't go door to door and we had to turn to Iraq before we could take any actions and put American lives in danger. The consummate definition of being politically correct. I think that may that may anger me as much as anything. So any informed person who follows the proceedings, we should get some perspective out of it. Witnesses who were never interviewed, they were threatened, allegedly threatened. if you were hoping for some kind of justification for putting all the blame on Obama or Clinton for everything that happened, it's not there. In fact, they've come out of this, you know, it's never let a crisis go to waste, Rahm Emanuel. They've come out of this crisis, that is the Democrats, and have made themselves look big. And you know who the terrible human beings are? They're the Republicans. The Republicans may be stupid, and they may be rhinos, but they don't even compare to Barack Obama and John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren. They don't even compare. They pale in comparison. This is the society that we're forced to deal with today. This is the society that will bury us unless we wake up and start dealing effectively with the issues at hand, deal with them firm, and stop taking this stuff anymore. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I changed the subject. We're going to end on a really pleasant note after the break. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money in less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, I love to be informational, educational at times, but also entertaining. And this last segment should fulfill that for everybody listening. Those who listen to my shows, I like to believe, know that when I say something, I mean it. I'm just not going to say something to garner approval or love, and I don't really care. I'm a little like Trump that way, not as blunt. And I'm telling you straight out that one of the great attractions in my entire life, and I've been, you know, been to Disneyland, Disney World. I mean, I've been all over. Amazingly enough, is located in New Hampshire. It's located in Glen. And joining us to talk about Storyland is Jack Mahaney, who's been there for many, many decades. I want to give you the website, first of all. It's storylandnh.com, short for New Hampshire. And just before I introduce Jack, I have to say my 3.5-year-old granddaughter, with all the wonderful things she's done, and I have to say she's had a great life, and it continues, her favorite thing is Storyland and seeing Cinderella. So I just want to make that known. I want to add one other thing I just found out. Storyland almost never closes because of bad weather. I mean, if there's, you know, a hurricane, maybe it will. I know there won't be a snowstorm. Jack Mahaney, welcome. I thank you for being such a great friend and having us up there. It's so nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Stu. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure having you. You've been there how many decades?
Well, I started 50 years ago this summer.
Wow.
And I did go away for a little while and came back about 25 years ago. So I never really went away, but I did go away. So,
well, you came back. You're still doing this. It's a passion for you. It's a passion for everyone who goes there. And as I was saying to you during the break, I started to say, and I said, let's not waste time talking about it during the break, is Storyland, you do things for your kids and your grandkids. I'm excited. This is exciting for, it seems to be just as exciting for adults in addition to sharing this experience with their family. It's unbelievable, Jack.
Well, you know, you're only a child for a little while. And when the parents bring their children to Storyland, they, you know, you create lifelong memories. And then, you know, when the kids get to be 14, 15, 16, you kind of lose sight. And then all of a sudden they're married and they're kids and they get all excited again. And I think we see the grandparents as excited or more excited than the children that are seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, and it certainly was the case with my wife and I. And I'll tell you, I can't impress upon people what an amazing experience it is. And my suggestion, maybe Jack thinks you can do it in a day. I don't know. But I say stay there 2 days. This is it's a two-day event, really, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, but you know, the best value is folks come in the last 3 hours that we're open, which is 3 o'clock in July and August and 2 o'clock in all other operating months. You come in at that time and you get a free ticket to come back the next day or any other day in our current season. So you can enjoy the last 3 hours of the day, come back free the next day. And that'll give you just about the whole tour with all the shows and all the rides, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I'm going to ask you an impossible question to answer, but I want you to run down some of the attractions. Let me begin by saying, for my 3.5-year-old granddaughter, she was just absolutely amazingly captivated by Cinderella. When we go there, it's automatic, and now Cinderella is serving tea. The pumpkin ride to the castle. I mean, if she went there just for that, it would be satisfying. But that's only part of what's there. But how could I do this interview without mentioning Cinderella?
Well, Cinderella is special, and we have Cinderella, especially at tea time, where you can have one-on-one conversations with Cinderella. You can't get that really anywhere else, and it's very special, especially for the little girls. And the Cinderella's pumpkin coach ride, that's pretty much number one. We see so many little girls, and they're in their princess dresses when they get here in the morning, and it's just almost bring you to tears.
It really does.
And
my little granddaughter had her Cinderella dress on, and I felt the same thing. What else are you featuring? What's new this summer?
Well, we're still riding the coattails of our new roller coaster, Roarosaurus. It's a wooden roller coaster. We put it in 2014. We're expanding the demographic just slightly. Our park is 2 to 12, and that's our niche. But you know, when you get Johnny that's 13, 14, 15, he doesn't want to come to Storyland with little Margaret, that's 8 or 9. So we put in the Roarosaurus, and now Johnny will ride that all day long. And that's a 42-inch height restriction. So a lot of the little people can't ride that. It's not a thrill coaster, but it is a child's first drop coaster. And it gives a pretty good wallop. The American coaster folks have been here, and they give it a thumbs up. So
yeah, and there are lots of character conversations, magic shows.
Magic, yep, absolutely. The antique car ride and the railroad train is super popular. And bamboo shoots, Dr. Geyser's raft ride, the flying fish, the polar coaster, which is a child's first.
That's your favorite, isn't it, the flying fish?
The flying fish is my favorite ride. Yep.
Okay.
I think it's awesome. It's a takeoff of the flying scooters, which actually was a ride I think manufactured in the 50s.
All right. And, but by the way, and I just want to get through some of this. It's entertainment all the time. You'll have a lot of fun with the food, the delicious ice cream.
Absolutely.
What do we leave out?
I don't think you left out anything. We've got shows. Our 5 live shows are done by professional folks, RWS Entertainment out of New York City. And I'll tell you, the end of the day show, half hour before we close, is worth almost the whole day to see that. These folks are great. We have Rory the dinosaur, Duke the Dragon, and Humpty Dumpty, and Cinderella, and they're all performing at the same time, and it's a super, super popular show.
And I feel so touched as all of us are greeted by a lot of the characters on the way out. I mean, everything is done there perfectly. I just want to tell everyone, go to Storyland NH. That's short for New Hampshire, StorylandNH.com. You will not want to miss this. If you go to New Hampshire and you don't see this, big mistake. Hey, Jack, stay on. It's Jack Mahaney, Storyland.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.